Shalom to all. Today we're on Maseches Menachah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned with Chassas to Bas Rachel, Shishim Zecher to find Reziva Gahagun, Bikarov Mamesh. How we think discussing the carbon Omer, the Mishnah tells us Mitzvah to Omer, Lovim and Akarv. The Mitzvah is to bring the Omer from the closest place possible. You walk out of Yerushalayim, you find the first barley growing, take that. Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs. Don't pass by it. Cut that down and bring it in. Let's say Loi Bikar Akarv Yerushalayim. That which is close to Yerushalayim didn't ripen yet, so you can't use it. So then Mavir Nosim, Mikal Makam, it can be brought from any place in Eretz Yisrael. And Meister's a story. Shabami Gagus Srifin Ushtea Lechem Bikas Ein Soicher. Then the Omer came from this place called Gagus Srifin, and the Shtea Lechem, that's from wheat, which is for Shvuas, that came from Bikas Ein Soicher, and these are very far from Yerushalayim. So obviously, if you can't find close to Yerushalayim, you go very far from Yerushalayim. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Hayu Oisim, what was the actual Tahalucha? How did it work with them cutting down the Omer? So Shluchi Bezin Yotim Erev Yomtif. Messengers of Bezin would go to where the Omer was, Erev Yomtif, meaning before the first day of Pesach, they would make bundles of it while it was still attached to the ground, so that Matzah Yomtif, meaning Matzah the first day of Pesach, it would be easy to cut because it was already in perfectly sized bundles that all you would have to do is cut it down. All the cities that were in that whole area, they would come and gather, so that when it was cut down, it should be a whole matzah, it should be a whole situation going on with lots of people there. And as we said before, we're going to see a little bit later on as well, this is to specifically show the tzedukim that we cut the Omer Matzah the first day of Pesach, and it's not done Matzah Shabbos. Again, they understand the pasuk that says Mi Machras HaShabbos as being literal, right after Shabbos, that's when you cut the Omer. No, it's right after Yomtif, whenever Yomtif happens to be. So what was the procedure? Kimish HaChashcha, once it got dark, it's Matzah Yomtif now, Omer Lahem, the messenger of Bezin is going to be cutting it down, ask the people who are all gathered around, Ba HaShemesh, did the sun set? Omer Hain. They say yes. Ba HaShemesh, did it set? Omer Hain. They say yes. Then he says, Magal Zu, should I use the sickle? Omer Hain. They say yes. Magal Zu, should I use the sickle? Omer Hain. They say yes. Then he asks him, Kupazu, should I use this basket? Omer Hain. Yes. Kupazu, this basket? Omer Hain. Yes. And B'Shabbos Omer Lahem, if it's Shabbos, meaning the first day of Pesach was on Friday, so Matzah the first day of Pesach is now Shabbos, he says, Shabbazu, should I cut it on Shabbos? Omer Hain. They say yes. Shabbazu, Omer Hain. Yes. Then he says, Exer, should I cut now? Vehem Omer Malay Kitsar. They tell him, yes, cut it. He says, Exer, should I cut it? Vehem Omer Malay Kitsar. Yes, cut it. And Shalish Pa'am al Kaldar of Davar, really, this was said three times, every single thing. He would repeat it three times, and Vehem Omer Malay, Hain, Hain, Hain. They tell him, yes, yes, yes. And Vachol Kachlama, why do all this? Mibnei Hatzudukim, Ubai Susim, that's a proper Girsa, because Zudukim and the Bai Susim, Shahayu Omer, they used to say, in Ktsirsa Omer Matzah Yomtif. There's no Ktsirsa Omer on Matzah Yomtif. We only cut the Omer Matzah Shabbos. And in order to show that they're wrong, we make a whole matzav and toodaloo and situation out of it, so they should see that what we do is correct and their pshat is wrong. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the mission down and continue to discuss it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.